The next coach on the teleconference is Ohio State's Urban Meyer. The Buckeyes are 3-0 overall and host Western Michigan at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on ABC. Coach, thank you very much for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Straight to questions.
Sounds good. We'll take questions now.
If you would like to ask Coach a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, that's star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Matt Fortuna from ESPN.com.
Hey, Coach. Just wondering, in a case like Notre Dame and a couple other teams this year that have gone through a lot of injuries, you guys haven't gone through something similar last year, what would be kind of a blanket advice you give for how to handle that? I know each situation is unique, but what's the best way to kind of overcome that?
Well, the best way is to have a good quality player behind them, and I don't mean to sound like too elementary with that, but that's, you know, we've been very fortunate. We've had some tough injuries, but there's been some guys behind them. The most notable, obviously, is the quarterback situation, but there's been several other ones. When Dontre Wilson went down, when Noah Brown went down, you know, we had some guys step up, and that's number one because they're quality players, and then number two, they've been engaged throughout the process, so that's it.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Stuart Mandel from Fox Sports.
Hey, Urban. I know you're probably getting a lot of quarterback questions right now, but I'm wondering, you know, receiver is a position where you lost a lot of guys from last year and then lost a guy in the preseason. As you evaluate your offense, how has their performance been and how has it maybe affected the performance of the quarterbacks?
I think that's absolutely correct. They have not performed well. Mike Thomas has played pretty well, but we've got to play much better. And so there's going to be a high end of emphasis on that this week. Not that there's not been, but we are not playing at the level. And that does, you know, when quarterbacks have great games, it's because those around them are playing well. And like you said, all the focus is on the quarterback, and that comes with it. But we got to play much better at all areas.
And our next question comes from the line of Teddy Greenstein from Chicago Tribune.
Hey, Urban. Is a main point of kind of discovery this week also trying to figure out why Zeke hasn't, you know, broken out like he did in those final three games last season?
Oh, we know exactly why. We're not controlling the line of scrimmage, and when we do, we're not perimeter blocking like we normally do. When you look at those big hits last year, I want to say he was barely touched on the famous run, the 85-yard run against Alabama, because the wide receiver did a phenomenal job and the offensive line got him to second level. So, and same with the Oregon game. You know, Zeke's fantastic when he gets him to second level. But a lot of times that's because we're hatted up and doing a good job, and we haven't. And that's been our strengths. That's already been addressed, and I would anticipate we'd be much better.
And your opponent, Western Michigan, what impressed you from what you saw in terms of how they played against Michigan State week one?
Well, that they played great. You know, special teams had a big hit with the KOR. They kept swinging and fighting. Michigan State's obviously a great team with a great offensive line. And those kids, they have a three technique that plays really hard. So just that I've kind of expected that out of when I heard what kind of team they are. Just they're street fighters, and they kept going.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Bill Rabinowitz from Columbus Dispatch.
Hi, Urban. Are you any closer to a resolution with the quarterback situation?
Yes, I am, but I'm going to wait to let you know.
Okay. Well, I tried. And also, Darren Lee, you said he's one of the best players in the country right now. How big a jump has he taken from last year when he was clearly a very good player last year?
Oh, I think he'll be better today than he was last week. He's just one of those great kids to coach because it means the world to him. Obviously, he's very blessed with his skill that he's been given, but he's a grinder. He's a worker, raised the right way. You know, it's fun to be around him. So he'll be better today than he was last week. It's just a steady improvement.
Thanks, Herb.
And our next question comes from the line of Ken Broda from WHBC Radio.
Urban, no disrespect meant here, but I'm just curious, how would you grade your coaching staff so far? We hear about the champions each week on offense, defense, special teams. I'm curious your thoughts and how you guys have prepared as coaches.
Oh, I think special teams and defense, obviously. You know, the one thing is it's so easy to evaluate, you know, when teams play well. So offensively, I wouldn't grade us champion effort. And on defense, I would. I think we're playing extremely high level on defense, confident, well-coached, fundamentally sound, excellent tackling on special teams. Our coverage units are outstanding. I think we're first in the conference. And punt and kickoff, punt return, not great, and KOR okay. So I think probably the same as everyone else. It's just how you know, they say statistics are for losers, and my comment is losers are the ones who usually say that. We're very much in it. How are we performing statistically and fundamentally, and those areas are reflected on coaching. So great question, and that's something that we're pushing. I'm pushing real hard to get better.
With the offensive line, Urban, is it a lack of execution or was it a lack of preparation with this past week's game?
Oh, it was not a lack of preparation.
Okay.
We prepared for the wrong defense. You know, we prepared and they came out. We didn't adapt very well, and so we have to work on that. We're not getting what we're preparing for. People are changing up stuff, and that's typical, especially in the first few games of the season, and we have to adapt much better. So it is the preparation during the week that leads to execution. We just have to give them the right stuff and do a better job of coaching it during the week.
Do you think you'll be surprised more throughout the year because they've seen other teams do that to you?
Until we heard it, yeah. You know, that's typical. That's not, you know, last year it was that bear zero, and then also we put a good scheme together, and then this seems to be some 3-4 stuff that is just, you know, affecting our team. So we're working hard at it.
Thanks.
And our next question comes from the line of Daniel Uthman from USA Today.
Hi, Urban. I don't know if I have a quantity of how many sort of unsettled quarterback situations there are among major college schools, but there seem to be a lot more than normal this season. I'm just wondering, when you don't have a clear starter at this point in the year, how much does it take away from other things you're normally focusing on this time of year in terms of preparation or whatever?
Very good question, and you know, I did have a very clear starter, the guy that starts, and the first, what is it, 3 games, we have had one, and the first game worked out very good, second game not so good, and I wanted to give the other guy reps, and then the third game was not good at all, so we did have a very clear starter, and we're going to have a very clear starter again this week at the right time, and I kind of already know who it is, so I think it does, especially me, because I'm so involved in the offense. But, you know, my direct impact areas are kicking game, and I think we've been fine there. So I'm making sure that I don't screw that up and, you know, spend too much, you know, take away from how to go win a game, too. So I'm watching that very closely, but that's a very good question.
Do you have an ETA when you will reveal who's going to take the first reps? And
probably tomorrow. I think I meet with the media again tomorrow after practice. I'll probably do it then. That's not the high priority, obviously, but.
Sure.
Coach, thank you very much for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thank you.